I'm David Schreiner Kahn, and this is Smashing the Plateau. No matter how successful you are, there's probably at least one area where roadblocks are keeping you from fully achieving your goals. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Every expert I interview on this podcast is different, but they all have one thing in common. They know how to fix problems that keep people stuck. On today's episode, we're going to highlight the National Association of Women Business Owners, New York City's Small Business Bootcamp, Powering Your Growth, where I was lucky enough to sit down with an incredible group of women. First, I spoke with best-selling author Gretchen Rubin about her keynote speech and how we can change our habits to become more productive.
Well, habits are freeing and energizing because they mean that we don't have to make decisions and we don't have to use our willpower. And sometimes if you've hit a plateau, you feel like you've sort of gone as far as you can go, or maybe you feel like you've sort of reached some kind of a place and it feels hard to keep going. And habits can make it easier because they can make it easier to like follow through with things consistently. So if you feel like you've, on the one hand, you've reached a plateau in your business, but then you can think, well, I could network more, I could learn a new kind of software, I could go to a certain kind of conference. Sometimes you can make those kinds of efforts into habits. Like once a week, you know, from 1 to 3, I'm gonna make cold calls, or, you know, 3 times a week, I'm gonna learn that new software. Then you're not constantly battling with yourself. Should I do it? Should I not do it? Today, tomorrow? It's just on the calendar, you just do it. And then you can break through that plateau.
That's great. And why do you think a community like NABO is so important to help us smash a plateau?
You know, ancient philosophers and contemporary scientists agree that one of the most important elements of a happy life is relationships with other people. And we just get tremendous energy from either making deeper relationships or broadening our relationships. So something like this where you can, maybe you see some people that you already know, you meet a lot of people that you don't know, you're exposed to ideas that you hadn't heard about, you're learning, you're seeing how you could fit different pieces together, you're talking to people who face the same problems that you do so that you feel like you're not alone. I think it's just very energizing, encouraging, and then just, you know, concrete information as well. So I think it's a terrific thing. In this era when everybody's spending so much time on the computer, I think there's more and more interest in engaging in real life. I think people feel like there's just a special value in being in a room with other people.
And do you think that there is a reason to think about connecting your habits to trying to engage with people?
Yeah, now this is going to be very different because, as we all know, people have very different ideal situations. Some people thrive on lots of connection, lots of buzz, big groups. Other people prefer to have quiet conversations with one or two people. So there's no one-size-fits-all solution because it really depends on how you get your energy and what kind of circumstances work for you. But I think for just about everyone, making sure that that's built in so that you don't feel isolated, that you don't feel like you don't have anybody to talk to or confide in, or you don't have any resources to turn to, it makes you feel just more connected to the world, and there's more possibilities. And then if you hit a place of frustration, there are people who can either just give you encouragement and a pep talk, or can actually provide you with resources that can help you solve your problem.
That's some great ideas and great advice. Gretchen, for listeners who want to learn more about you, how can they do so?
Well, on my website, GretchenRubin.com, I write just about every day about happiness and good habits. I also have a podcast called Happier with Gretchen Rubin, where I talk to my sister, who's a TV writer, about happiness and good habits. And my most well-known book is probably The Happiness Project, which is all about how to be happier. And for people who are very interested in changing their habits, my book, Better Than Before, is specifically about how you can change your habits in order to make yourself happier, healthier, more productive, and more creative.
Great. Thanks so much.
Next, let's hear writer, speaker, and FlexL Network founder, Sophie Wade, as she weighs in on confronting change.
there are so many different barriers that need to be dealt with these days. I don't know about a plateau, but they're just all kinds of hurdles that people need to deal with in almost sort of disrupting their own business in order to deal with the very different ways of working these days. It's whether it's dealing with workplace flexibility, how to engage their employees or freelancers, how to work with distributed workforce, a whole myriad of ways. And it's very different. And so those are a lot of the different things that all of which really in combination need to be dealt with in order to get through the next plateaus.
Very much so. And how do you think the NABO Small Business Bootcamp helps people smash plateaus?
The whole purpose of the bootcamp and calling it the bootcamp in order to really help people have a workout with their business, it was really the whole objective was to give people a lot of very, very practical help in the three different areas, in development and growth, so to build their business, sales, marketing, strategic relationships, communications, all those different things to help them break, smash the plateau in the sales. Then also breakthrough, if a business is having trouble on operating, not managing, able to manage their operating costs, or, dealing costs or finances or some of the HR issues, they will also be preventing themselves from smashing through those plateaus. So again, the second theme was all geared towards the practical help for the small businesses. And the third, again, is on the sort of personal development and leadership. And so that, again, is really helping people become the leader that they need to be in order to break through those plateaus. So we try to have a whole array of great speakers and experts, subject matter experts, in order to help people break through whatever plateau they might have.
I know it's great to have all these different aspects of what it takes to develop a business, run a business, and deal with the ups and downs in life and in business all in one day. What do you think are some of the great aspects of being part of an ongoing community like NABO to help you get through the plateaus in life and in business?
I think particularly for women entrepreneurs, it's tough because you don't necessarily always have peers, other women who you can talk to about the same issues or all the different things that you're juggling, whether it's to do with family as well as your business, and having people who really understand what you're talking about, having friends who are in the same position as you. So NABO provides a community of people who really, when you walk in and you start talking to them, they get it. They get all the struggles that you have, all the challenges that you're dealing on a daily basis, and can celebrate and really know how much it took to get through that plateau and celebrate with you. So it's a great group of people, it's very much a supportive community in terms of that. And we have a mentoring program and mastermind group in order to help with those types of issues ongoing.
That's great. And Sophie, for listeners who want to learn more about you and follow you, how can they do so?
So I have my own personal website, actually, because I do a lot of speaking. I just actually literally on Tuesday finished my book.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's coming out May 1. So that's at sophiewade.com. And my company is Flexcell Network. And that's flexcellnetwork.com.
Great. Thanks so much, Sophie.
Next, I was able to interview Odyssey Media founder and CEO Linda Spradley Dunn about fighting through discrimination and focusing on the moment.
Well, I think it's really important for women to have a kitchen cabinet, a front row, to know that you're going to face some type of ism. Man, woman, doesn't matter. You're going to face age discrimination, discrimination based on race, discrimination based on culture or where you come from. You have to be prepared and not take it personal. It's hard not to take it personal. And it kicks you in the gut when you don't get a credit line, or when you don't get financing, or you don't get the opportunity because you know it's based on your gender or your race. What gets you over that is the people that you surround yourself with. The ability to acknowledge, I lost that one. That's shady, what's going on there. But guess what, I'm about to get two more. And that ability to keep going when you are and do face issues because of who you are is the best answer. No book, no seminar, no coach can help more than having a network of people that you can come home to or go to and say, guess what happened? I'm feeling bad about it, but I'm going to move forward.
So that group of people clearly is very important. And here we are at a conference full of people who are all here to support one another.
Yep.
How do you think being at a conference like this and maybe being part of this community behind the conference can help you all year long to move forward in business and in life?
It's essential to come out to conferences like this. Many of the women I know now, about 67% of the women who own their own business are solopreneurs, meaning they have less than five people working for them or they just work by themselves. The walls can close in on you. And no matter how successful you are, no matter how many virtual employees you have in this new economy, you need to get out and meet folk. And there is nothing like having a cup of coffee with a woman that says, I went through that. Let me tell you how I can help you.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So, Linda, for people who want to learn more about you and follow you, how can they do that?
It's pretty easy. I have a blog called I Am Done Talking. You can follow me on Twitter. And my website is best because it talks about my clients and me and my entire great team. And that's Odyssey, ODYSSEYMC.com. Everything about me is on that site.
Great. Well, Linda, thanks so much for spending a few
minutes
with us today.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Now, Joy Passy of Joy Prosperity Coaching talks about something every entrepreneur struggles with, developing better self-awareness.
A lot of people aren't really self-aware of what they're telling themselves first thing in the morning or how their body is feeling, because I know a lot of people, they hate selling themselves or they hate networking, and so they get so caught up in... I'm not worthy, or why would that person want to talk to me? I mean, I do the same things. I mean, we all have our little insecurities. So, but the
and
first
sometimes bigger ones.
Yeah, but the main thing is they really need to become self-aware of how they're thinking and what they're feeling, and then how that is affecting their behavior, because it's all energy. And so, if you're thinking, "Oh, I'm not worthy, and this person's not going to want to talk to me," you're going to come across very differently, or not even go up to somebody or ask what the thing that you want. And then, you know, that's why you get stuck, because you're not having that ability to take things to the next level. So, you know, and then they get frustrated, and then they go in this circle, and they're not doing anything new. And change is very scary and hard. And you have to change the new habits, which was the whole, you know, one of the things that our keynote speaker, Gretchen Rubin, talked about, was changing your habits. And that can be, you know, very difficult, or they can only do it for that short amount.
Certainly scary.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot of stuff. It's like all the mind stuff, you know, we just get, you know, we shoot ourselves in the foot. But once you become self-aware and then you can train yourself, like, oh, okay, now I'm feeling this, I'm thinking that, and you have the power to change your thoughts. And you have there's certain body positions that you can do that you feel more self-confident. So once you really have the self-awareness of how you react, and then you can actually reverse engineer your whole like plan when you get clear of the goal. And actually there was research that the more that you can visualize the goal that you want and how you would feel and how you would need to think, the more you have the ability to become that person. So I always do exercises because my whole background is in the arts and theater. So I always do exercises of, you know, who do you need to become in order to achieve the next level? And then we do a whole thing about, you know, like an Oprah or something like that. Do you think Oprah just sits in her office and does everything herself? Or what do you think Oprah thinks? Or what do you think of Richard Branson thinks? Or whoever it is that you can look at that's outside of yourself. And go, oh, okay, I need to have that attribute. Okay, so how do I get that attribute? What are they thinking? You know?
So you just visualize yourself as that role model.
Yeah, and then you can do the small steps, but it's really breaking down. You know, are they telling themselves first thing in the morning, oh, I hate this, or oh, I hate that, you know, and having to switch that to a positive.
Sounds good. So, Joy, for listeners that want to learn more about you and follow you, how can they do it?
Go to www.joyprosperitycoaching.com, or you can email me at joy@joyprosperitycoaching. It's very, very technical.
Sounds good. Well, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to speak to me today.
Thank you.
Next up, keynote speaker and author Shamika Brathwaite reveals why most companies fail to reach out to millennials.
One of the challenges is not having a strategic rollout plan. what happens is that many associations and organizations, they get so busy either in the present moment or trying to correct problems in the past, and they forget to lay out a plan on how they're going to fulfill or fill the vacancies of leadership within roles and responsibilities. And what happens is that it's hard to bring in a new person. You have to, it costs a lot to train them, onboard them, but it's great if you have someone in the works where you've been developing, mentoring, and grooming for that role, so that way you could easily pass the baton to them.
And for people who are in leadership roles in businesses, why do you think being at a conference like the NABO Small Business Bootcamp is so important?
I think this conference plays a really great role for any organization. It's really designed to provide tactics and strategies for staff development, business development, as well as other tips and tools and branding strategies that you need for your business. It's also providing a great networking tool for you to meet other professionals and become aware of other resources that may be available to you as a small business owner.
Shamika, do you have any tips to offer our listeners about how to follow up with some of the people that you meet at a conference? Because you mentioned Mastermind, you mentioned other ways that you can keep in touch with people and perhaps collaborate or bounce ideas off one another. Are there structured ways that you find can be really helpful coming out of a conference?
Yes. So when I specifically attend a conference, I have a conference business card. And what happened is that a lot of people exchange business cards, but don't take the next step. So one strategy that I recommend, if you're attending many events such as the NABO conference, I have on the back the next steps. That you want to have either some takeaway of what you would like to encourage someone to do. Some other business card design backs that I have is, where did I meet the person and what's the next step? And I literally have a checkoff box. Connect with them on LinkedIn, follow them on social media, set up a virtual Skype chat with them. And you want to have some type of goal in regards to what you want to do with them and how you feel that relationship can grow to the next level. Sometimes it's very easy to come to an event and be overwhelmed. So have a strategic plan and goal of who are the type of people you want to meet and specifically what you need or what you can provide to them.
Mm. So you have different kinds of business cards depending
yes.
upon what kind of event you're going to. And
yes.
you want to make sure that you have a call to action on the back of the business card for yourself as well as for the other person.
Right.
Great idea.
Yes.
Great strategy.
You.
Yeah, thanks for that tip. So Shamika, for listeners who want to learn more about you, these kinds of tips, and follow you, how can they do so?
Yes, they're more than welcome to visit my website. It's www.shamikabrathwaite.com.
Thanks so much, Shamika.
Next, Jennifer Zarighi, partner at Ingram, Usek, Gainan, Carroll, and Bertolotti, shares why she thinks conferences are among the best places to negotiate and resolve problems.
Well, I think what NABO is doing here is actually amazing, and I really support this so much because I think what it does is it brings people together to let them see what others are doing. There's the networking aspect of getting to know other people, picking other people's brains, but I think in particular with this event, what they've set up of speakers, of roundtable discussions, of one-on-one coaching. I mean, it really gives people an opportunity to think about what's going on with their business, how to implement some of these strategies and help them move forward. And it really is helping them build their network of people. And for any type of business, for myself as a lawyer, for any kind of business person, the more people that you know and the more that you can see of what's going on out there really will help you in your business inevitably.
Right. So it's not just coming and listening to people talk, it's also finding multiple ways that you can engage in problems you're facing right now.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes you'd be surprised that you may not, for example, I may be hosting a roundtable where I'm discussing business disputes and how to deal with them, and you may not off the top of your head think, well, I don't have a need for that right now. I'm not in litigation. I don't have any big problems. And you'd be surprised as we start talking how people will realize, oh, wow, that's a really useful strategy for negotiating. That doesn't just have to be when there's already a problem, but maybe that's a good way to deal with things up front before I start engaging in business with people.
Right. So you can also learn tactics to prevent problems.
Absolutely. That's very important.
It sure is. And Jennifer, do you have any strategies or tactics that you would recommend somebody coming to a conference like this use after the conference is over?
Well, I mean, the big strategy would be to really make sure you're taking in everything, you know, that you've gotten here and in order to utilize it. You know, one of the things, for example, that I talked about was I mentioned the negotiating and resolving a problem. But I think, you know, if you take it beyond what necessarily the speaker was saying and plug it into the bigger picture of things, I think that's what's going to help you. So, for example, if you go into your business and start using those negotiating tactics that we actually specifically spoke about, what do you want to offer, you know, where do you want to go, where do you start, and strategies for that, you can implement those things into your everyday. And I think that's what it's important to do here is to take what people are advising and saying, but really try to think about it and process it so that you can apply it to the wider scope and not necessarily just to the specific matter that they were talking about.
And are there tactics you would recommend people follow to take advantage of what an organization like NABA offers and what they can do in terms of the relationships they may have started at a conference like this?
Yeah, I would say to try to really stay in touch with any people that you meet at a conference like this and to continue going to the events, because sometimes you meet someone once and it might be a little bit uncomfortable to reach out to them again, but the more you go to events and see some of the same faces again, it becomes more comfortable. And I think also the more you can get to know someone and understand what their business is and what they do, you might better understand what they may offer you. And what's also interesting is as you get to know more people, you may find that you have something you can offer them. Maybe it's just a contact. You know someone who might be interested in their services, and by connecting them, you know, you are now a person of interest to them. And developing those kinds of relationships and helping others is also a way to continually grow your network. And I think coming to a conference like this, you can learn, you can grow your network, but you have to continue the process.
Right. So it's a step in a process, which
Absolutely.
Is great.
Absolutely.
Well, great. Well, Jennifer, thanks so much for speaking with me. For the listeners who want to learn more about you and follow you, how can they do that?
They can check out our website at ingramllp.com, and my email and contact information and everything is on there.
Great. Well, Jennifer, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Next, I was able to interview Dr. Sunanda Chugh on some of her favorite takeaways from the conference.
I really enjoyed Gretchen Rubin, who's the author of the wonderful book, The Happiness Project. I enjoyed her talk about habits, and I truly do believe it's not what we do once in a while, but it's what we do every day that really make or shape our lives.
It's like breakthroughs happen after lots and lots of steps.
Exactly.
And what do you think can come out of this conference for you going forward?
I would say, you know, trying to figure out ways to look at my business in a different way. And how I can improve it.
Sounds great. Do you find that being connected with other small business owners can be helpful?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, we tend to look at the world with our own perspective. And when we interact with others, we can see a different perspective on our business. So it always helps. And that's why masterminds work wonderfully. Because you have, you know, let's say 6 to 8 people in a group, and they're looking at you know, a person's individual business from 8 different minds. So it always helps to have other business owners involved.
Are there particular pieces of advice you would offer somebody who might be thinking about trying to be in a group like a mastermind with a handful of other people?
Well, I would definitely say to get involved, be open about what are some of the struggles in your business, be willing to share that. And then look at different perspectives. It's so hard, again, to change certain habits about ourselves and the way we run our business, that it really helps to be open-minded and really think outside the box.
Okay, great. And for listeners that want to learn more about you and follow you, how can they do that?
Yes, you can follow me on Facebook. I also have a website. It's www.ananmedicalspa. That's A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, and N as in Nancy, D as in David, medicalspa.com.
Great. Well, Sunanda, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Next up, Samantha Schubert of Remarkable Life Memoirs talks about the importance of taking action, especially when it's out of your comfort zone.
You have to be open to it, and I think that there's probably no other characteristic that defines people who make these changes. And I don't really think of myself as being a particularly open person. I'm a professional critic, basically. I look at your writing and I say, okay, here are the things that we can do to improve it based on what you want the end product to be. And that's terrific for my clients, but it also can make me close down a little bit and say there's a right way to do things and there's a wrong way to do mm-hmm. things. And to escape that mindset that defines me professionally is very important in the business sense and opens me up to new ideas instead of saying, here are these rules I've set out for you, now let's follow all the rules. Instead, opening yourself up and saying, well, there are rules, which ones do you think are beneficial? Which ones would it really make sense to just get rid of? Which ones are holding you back? And so to look at the rules of your own career in light of your life is one of those changes that can only be can happen if you're open to it. And I think if you have life experience to say, oh, I've seen this before. And I do think that's one of the benefits of a career change in middle age.
Wow. So, Samantha, with that in mind, what caused you to want to come to the NABO Small Business Bootcamp today?
I'm a business ignoramus. I'm highly educated, and yet I know nothing about very important areas. And I need to meet people who spark ideas, make me realize what I don't know. Right now, I don't know what I don't know. And so when I find those people, I glom onto them, I make appointments with them, I find a new SCORE mentor, and I just realize what I need to learn next and just always keep moving forward, filling in those gaps.
Right, so always be learning.
Always, not always be closing, although that's something else. But yes, always be learning, ABL.
Right. And do you have any particular tips that you might offer our listeners about what they might do when they're at a conference to plan for how they can really take advantage of what they've learned going forward?
Well, on the micro level, I think if you take notes, put stars next to things that make you excited. On the macro level, I'll just tell you, I went to a terrific roundtable with Tim Cantato. He's a SCORE mentor who has a massive background in marketing. And he was teaching us, always keep asking why. When you do research to find your target market or mm-hmm. target anything, don't stop with the surface answer. Keep saying, but why? But why is that? But why? And really get down, dig deeper, and hook into less obvious reasons that people might have to do business with you. And I thought, this is very deep thinking. I'm going to make use of this.
So speaking of people doing business with you, for people who are listening to this and want to follow you and learn more about you, how can they do that?
My business partner, Susan Hood, fantastic book designer, has created an equally fantastic website. We have some really informative information. It's www.remarkablelifememoirs.com. And I would love people to stop by and just tell me what you think about it. Remember, we're newbies, so all the information, feedback, encouragement we can get, very helpful.
Great. Well, thanks so much for speaking with me, Samantha.
Now, Helena Escalante from the New York Public Library shares some of the incredible resources the library offers for small businesses.
Goodness, there are so many. For instance, we have a lot of different electronic resources, just databases that small business owners or startups or even people who just have an idea and want to do some research around their market or their industry or a particular competitor, we have those at no cost to the public, whereas very large Fortune 500 companies pay millions of dollars for those databases. The library pays for them too, but makes them available at no cost to the patrons. So that is a fantastic resource that we offer. We also offer a lot of classes, same thing. We have world-renowned speakers come to the library and put together workshops or programs or classes, and you can take them at no cost and definitely use that learning to whatever end you want, but it's all geared towards making your business more valuable.
That's great. Now, I know the library is a partner in the NABO Small Business Bootcamp. Why do you think it's important for the attendees to come to a conference like this, and how can it help them smash a plateau in business or in life that they might face?
Well, I think one of the things that is in short supply nowadays is time. So if you have the opportunity to come to a business boot camp, a small business boot camp like this one, you get a lot of value and a lot of knowledge and information all in one day. So that way you come with your certain set of questions or curiosities that you are willing to figure out, satisfy, or meet other people who can help you in that quest. And through events like this, you can get that done and move on to your next step. So that helps smash the plateau in the sense that you come here and you network, you learn, and then you take that with you as a tool to make your business grow or be better in any way.
That's great. And Helena, for our listeners that may want to learn more about you and the kinds of resources that the library offers, how can they do that?
Well, it's very easy. They can just go to nypl.org, which is the main library site, or if they specifically want to learn about small business, it's nypl.org/SIBL, which stands for Science, Industry, and Business Library.
Great. Well, Helena, thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Next, I was able to interview Connect to Coach founder and NABO NYC board member Elizabeth Foster. Listen as she talks about learning, growing, and finding direction.
Well, basically, people come to me because they're looking for a coach, and there's a lot of coaches out there. I kind of say that coaching is a bit like Starbucks. There's often one on every corner, but how do you know it's the right one for you? So I offer actually a matchmaking service that actually matches the client with a coach based on a profiling tool that I've created.
Okay, and why do you think some of the kinds of people that you've just described might be coming to the NABO Small Business Bootcamp today?
Well, I think the reason that people are here is because they want to learn. They need some help, and there's an area where they're stuck. They've maybe, as you say, reached that kind of that plateau place. Mm-hmm. And they need some direction. They're looking for a tool. They're looking for a connection. They're looking for something to really help them to make a shift in their business. So that's why they would be coming here.
And what are some of the benefits to being at an event like this as opposed to learning some other way?
Well, I think number one, I think that you actually, by being in a room with somebody, is really beneficial, because you can actually learn, and there might be people that you're sitting next door to that you can connect with. So there's the whole networking side of it, which is really useful. But there's also actually being in the room with someone that's teaching you. I think sometimes doing it over the net, it can be, it can be good. But there's another level that when you're actually kind of eyeballing somebody and you've mm-hmm. got that connection and that whole energetic thing going on in the room, I think that really helps.
Elizabeth, I know you're on the board of NABO.
I am.
What kinds of advice can you offer people after they leave a conference like this? What can they do to make sure that they take full advantage of what they've learned, people they've met? How can they make sure that this becomes part of a process as opposed to just a one-shot thing?
Well, number one, what I would say to people is those cards that you've picked up, go home and do something with them. Don't just stack them on your desk or in a bag or whatever it happens to be. Actually take some action. So take those cards and make the connections. Reach out and say, hey, I met you at the boot camp and I'd like to carry on a conversation. How about we have coffee, or how about we have a phone conversation, whatever it happens to be. So actually take action is what I would say to people.
Yeah, taking action is often the hardest part.
Yeah, and the thing is that it's often, we all have those good intentions. It's like we'll take a car and it's like, yeah. But actually maybe what you need is to have an accountability buddy. So to say, okay, I need you to, kick my backside and make sure I do what I say I'm going to do. And that is the most powerful thing.
That's great. And Elizabeth, for listeners that may want to learn more about you and the kinds of solutions you provide, how can they learn more about you and follow you?
So they can call me, which my number is 800-608-2080. They can look at the website, and it's connect-number2-coach.com.
Or they can just find me on NABO New York City because I'm on the board.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, Elizabeth.
Next up, Rory Hayden, who is with the renewable energy company Viridian, shares her thoughts on perseverance and the real power of group thinking.
NABO has a very robust program called Mastermind. And Mastermind is a group of people. And in this case, they've broken it up into 5 or 6 people per group. Mm-hmm. And that group is your support group for a year. So you meet regularly and you set your own goals. You talk about your frustrations, your whatever it is. But everything that you talk about in that group stays in that group. So, you know, there is moments where people are really uncomfortable, but the group helps you in saying, giving suggestions, and then you also are paired up with a buddy within your group, so then you might call each other every day or text or once a week, whatever it is you need to keep yourself going that time. Oh, that still isn't working for me, and you know, so you, and then you discuss it in the group again. So after a year, many people say that they really were able to break out of that. I'm just not getting anywhere. I feel like I'm butting my head against the wall.
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting that there are certain structural elements that are really key for this kind of group process to work. The confidentiality, the regular meetings, matching people up in pairs. And I suspect there's probably some strategy behind how people get matched up.
I'm in a mastermind group right now. We started out with 8 or 9 people, and we all met, and then 3 people dropped out. They just either felt that the other people in the group weren't going to be able to help them. I don't know what those reasons were. And then, so we're down to 6 people now. We paired ourselves up, so we weren't paired. Mm. So we said, okay, well, how about if you and I are a team? And it seems to have worked. The thing is that you might think that that person has nothing to do with your business, but their thinking is really what's key. It's fresh thinking, it's different thinking, it's different skill sets that person might have. So that's what each person brings to the table.
That's great.
Yeah.
So it sounds like having the process can really be beneficial.
Yes, absolutely. It's knowing that there are other people out there and they put programs in place, not only like Mastermind, but they have regular events like these conferences, small and large, and they always bring a specialist that comes in to lead that conference because they realize that this is a particular issue. Maybe it's how to leadership, and maybe so leadership is the topic of that particular conference or seminar,
Mm-hmm. Sounds great. Yeah. So Rory, for listeners that may want to learn more about you and what you do and follow you, how can they do so?
They can go on my Facebook page called Green the Grid, and also they can visit me at www.viridian.com/HaydenGreen, HaydenGreen.
Great. Well, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Last but not least, I sat down with MasterCard's Mercedes Garcia. Listen as she reveals why rebelling against new technologies will ultimately damage your business.
It changes behaviors, definitely. When you have the confidence that things are going to go well and that technology is, every single minute working to make, at least that's what MasterCard does, to make things safe, simple, and smart. And so you feel protected, you feel confident, you feel that your money is protected because regardless of what happens, you are not liable for certain, let's say if there's a charge in your any type of payment card, credit, debit, or prepaid that happened, you're not responsible for it. The bank that issued the card for you is. So that gives you a different perspective of how you can access things. Versus, oh, I need to go to an ATM and spend money to get some cash, and then physically I have to go to your business to buy whatever I want to buy because you only accept cash. And so it's a totally different life. So, and also you get more time to think about other things about your business or about your life. If you don't have to spend hours of your day going to places to pay your utility bills and to buy stuff in person and all of those things. So I think it has taken care of a lot of the very annoying parts of managing your money. So technology takes care of that. So we have time to learn other things and to make ourselves better as persons, I would say.
That's great. And Mercedes, what's maybe one thing that you've seen that has helped some of the participants here be more successful walking out of this conference?
Difficult to say because I heard many different speakers and different types of conversations. So I would say it's individual. I think it's very varied. So there's a lot of different aspects. So I think that's good because you can learn many things in a short time. And so it would be difficult to point out one of them because it all depends where you are in your journey. If you are totally confident and you're wonderful in selling and you know your business back and forth, but let's say from a financial perspective, you're not managing things well and your money is going down the drain and those kind of things. So probably you benefit from going to that particular, class, to call it in a way. And it can be the other way around. There was a lot of people that are doing everything right in terms of finances, but they're self-confidence is not what it should be, so they are not projecting their business in the right way. So I found it a very interesting combination of different things that not only business owners need to know. I don't own a business yet, and I learned a lot, and I enjoyed it very much.
That's great. And for listeners that want to learn more about what you do, and in particular what you described at the beginning, and what MasterCard is doing, how can they follow you?
The name of the education program that I manage is called Master Your Card, and we have a great website with videos and materials that you can download and lots of information how to make the best of your money by leveraging technology. So the website is called www.masteryourcardusa.org, www.masteryourcardusa.org. So there's great information there as well. So sometimes we think we know these things, and I daily see people that really don't understand payment cards and are wasting time and money by not using them properly.
Okay, that's great. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Smashing the Plateau, the podcast produced by Tend Strategic Partners. I hope you enjoyed our discussion. Have you ever hit a plateau in your own life or career? If so, let's talk. It would be my pleasure to take you through one of our free half-hour discovery sessions where we'll get to the bottom of what might be keeping you stuck and how to move things forward. Just give me a call at 212-731-0770. That's 212-731-0770. You never know what you might find out.